Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What happens when you project your values, the best parts of you, on someone else? Well, it can go two different ways. This is what we're covering today on Ask Me Anything for Your Success. One way is you can be caught completely off guard whenever they attack you. Or you can be left grieving the loss of a relationship because you didn't accept them and validate them for who they are. You decided to step in and make things better when they didn't ask you to, and now they're withdrawing. Okay, so let's get into this. By the way, if you have something that you would like to ask me, because these episodes are called Ask Me Anything for Your Success, send me an email, dawn@dawnlandrum.com, and give me your question. I'll see about putting it on here. Okay, so these two examples come from two clients this week who said, I don't understand what happened. Well, let's go over it. When you project the best parts of you, your virtues, onto someone else, and there is a situation to where there needs to be a boundary, or maybe even a withdrawing, it could be a termination of the relationship. If you expect them to act like you, then they're going to catch you off guard whenever they decide not to disagree with you, but to attack you. In fact, that's one of the 9 vulnerabilities that I teach my clients, is that there's a difference between attack and disagreement. And so there was a couple that decided to part ways. Well, one partner did, who happens to be my client, and then was caught flat-footed whenever she decided to start a smear campaign with his family, reaching out to them and telling them some things that he had shared that he thought was in confidence. This goes back to what you've heard me share with you before. You need to borrow trouble. Whenever you set a new goal, and it was a goal of, you know what, I need to complete this relationship and start moving into an area of my life in a way where I think it's going to be healthier. That was a goal. Well, you need to ask yourself, what are all the ways that this is going to go wrong? One of the reasons why you will typically end a relationship is because the person who knew you in a close, intimate way, whether it was a friend or it was a partner, one of the reasons why you're ending that relationship is because they are taking the best parts of you and they are weaponizing them and using them against you. You finally figure out, you know what? This is not getting healthier. This is actually to where they think they know more about me and what's best for me in a way that is completely arrogant. And they want me to change, not because it's what's beneficial for me, although that's the way they're going to present it. No, not the way that's beneficial. They want to do it in a way that causes me pain. And then they think that's going to produce a change in me to where I make life easier for them. Okay. So you need to borrow trouble whenever you decide that something needs to conclude, it needs to come to an end, whenever you set a new goal. And you need to say, what are some of the top ways that I think this is going to go wrong. It's going to go bad. It is not going to work out the way I thought it was going to. Do not put your virtues, your attributes, the best part of you on someone else. When they're in pain, they will have a tendency to sink into the pit. Now, here's what's interesting. He could have done that, and he probably would not have come up with, this is the way that it's going to go south. Mm-mm. But what he would have done is trained his subconscious that something is going to go off track, it's going to go off course, it's going to crash and burn, and we need to be able to adapt, because if you don't adapt, you're going to maladapt. Because he and I had worked before with this strategy, whenever this did show up, he was able to recoup and get stable quickly and go, oh, this is how I need to move forward in a way that's going to lead to progress. Okay. Now, what happens if someone shares with us some problems that they've experienced, some pain that they've been through, and we decide to use the best parts of us in order to assist them with it when they didn't ask for that? What can happen there? Again, this came from another client who said, I had a relationship where we were close friends, then we parted ways for many, many years. She came back into my life. She told me one of the reasons why we parted ways is because, well, she was experiencing so many challenges and I wasn't. And there was a big disconnect. And then she told me one of the challenges she was experiencing now. And so I decided to step in and surprise her with what I thought was going to help her. And now she's not speaking to me again. We need to be able to accept people where they're at. If they want assistance, we need them to be empowered to ask for assistance. That's another one of those 9 vulnerabilities, is there's a difference between enabling and empowering. When we empower someone, we let them know, hey, you can always reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to see what I can do. You know I'm here to support you. But you don't move in and put that support in place unless they've asked for it. And I know this can be so challenging. We don't want to see people hurt. We don't want to see them stuck and struggling. But we also need to be very careful that we don't cross the boundary, that we know better than what they do on what it is that they need. So my client, she did. She crossed that boundary. She didn't realize at the time that that's what she was doing, but she crossed a boundary and she tried to alleviate someone else's pain, which is noble. It really is, but it's going to lead to more problems than it is solutions, because sometimes people just want to be validated. They want to be heard without thinking that when they share their problems, that the person they're sharing with is going to see them as a project on something that needs to be fixed. And that can be so challenging to listen to. You know, in the Bible, even Jesus would say, do you want to be healed? Are you asking for it? Because then we can do something about it. But if they don't ask, then you need to be strong enough to be able to sit in their mess without determining that you know what the message really is between the lines and what needs to take place. We need them to be able to have the strength to step up and ask. Because if they're sharing with you and they want you to read between the lines and make it better for them, that's codependency. And that's not a place that you want to be with someone else. Okay, so to wrap things up, quit putting the best parts of you on someone else and thinking that that's how they're going to respond. That doesn't give them the freedom to express who they really are. So whenever you set a goal, look for all the ways. Well, not all the ways, but the top 3 to 5 ways that it can go south. And that goes along with, if I decide to step in and do something for someone that they didn't ask for, this can go south. What way can it go south? Or I'm needing to pull back. I'm needing to put boundaries and rules into place because this relationship is no longer a common ground for what's going to take us to the top. Instead, it's just breeding chaos, confusion, and drama. Well, how can that go south? And then proceed accordingly. You know, growth for us cannot happen outside of relationships. You can lock yourself away in a cave and experience enlightenment and a connection with the divine, but that does not mean that it is going to translate of how to handle the problems of the everyday world with the people that you're going to encounter. The only way you can do that is by being immersed into those experiences and then go, oh, what went well? Even better if next time. So use that www.ebi.ok. What went well? And this is how I need to respond even better if whenever I find myself in that experience again. And then things will begin to stabilize and be okay. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay. If this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791, or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.